on January 7th, just 1 week into a new year, 37-year-old mother of three, ages 15, 12, and 6, Renee Nicole Macklin Good, was murdered by ICE officer Jonathan Ross. And make no mistake, this wasn't a tragic accident. She was murdered, pure and simple. So what I'm going to try to do here is try to take something horrible and turn it into something good. Because that's the only thing a human being can do when you're confronted with complete fucking insanity. The insanity I speak of is that this would have never happened if ICE agents would not have been there in the first place. And that wouldn't have happened had they not been ordered to be there. If a certain narcissistic prick with visions of ruling America as king would not have given that order. But like every other dictator, past or present, they absolutely love to see people suffer. And the more that suffer, and preferably die if possible, the better. So as I said before, if ICE agents would have never been there, Renee Nicole Macklin Good would be alive today. But her murder does not have to be without consequence, that she did not die in vain. As you can see, I have a picture and a very famous quote from Martin Niemöller, a German priest who lived during the horror of Nazi Germany. I hope you read it 1,000 times if necessary, because the words he speaks are just as relevant today as they were over 80 years ago. Eventually, they will come for you. If there is anything positive to come out of Good's murder, this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I truly believe there are several ways this kind of terror on America's citizens can be stopped in its tracks, and it would come from a very unlikely source, the police. Let me ask you this. Do you know what an enforcer is? Allow me to briefly explain. In this case, I'm using the term enforcer as it relates to certain people who work for the mob. Enforcers are the guys who work for the mob bosses to collect debts, or, in other ways, to get their employer, the mob boss, what he wants. Big, strong, scary guys who usually also carry guns, and are sent to mob bosses' clients with the threat of violence, or actual violence, such as breaking body parts, and if need be, killing people. So when America's wannabe king starts talking about law and order, what he really means is his laws and his order. And he wants ICE, the police, the National Guard, and even the military to be enforcers. But for right now, he's just really focusing on ICE and the police as his primary enforcers. And like any good dictator, his goal is terror. The blueprint and message for terror in the American citizen is simple and twofold. First, come to any kind of protest and you can be killed. And second, to the few psychopathic ICE or police officers is, just go ahead and kill someone, and there'll be little, if any, consequences. So, to a psychopathic ICE or police officer, that is sweet music to their ears. But what's been demonstrated throughout the history of the many narcissistic and psychopathic dictators is that normal people do not like making other people, especially vulnerable people suffer, and they especially don't like killing people. One of the best ways, but certainly not the only way, is to appeal to ICE and police officers' conscience. And as I already mentioned, there are certainly psychopathic ICE and police officers out there. Jonathan Ross is certainly one of them. But the vast majority of ICE agents and police officers are not psychopathic. They are fully human. And if there's one thing you can count on, Jonathan Ross's fellow ICE officers who were there when Ross fatally shot Good, no, he murdered her. And let's just say those fellow officers who are normal and have a conscience won't exactly be having warm and fuzzy feelings towards him. The fact is, our wannabe dictator is doing everything in his power to intimidate and frighten citizens, because he knows that large crowds of very unhappy citizens is a potential powder keg waiting to explode. So just to help that potential explosion along, throw in a whole bunch of ICE agents and or police, and something violent is bound to happen, which is what he wants. Because then it gives him the opportunity and excuse to clamp down with even more authoritarian fear and terror on the citizens. It's a vicious cycle that's been part of the dictator's playbook for a very long time. That is, it works until the citizens figure this game out. If you're going to protest, the signs you need to be carrying are messages to the police, begging them, if necessary, to stop threatening you, arresting you, and certainly not to fucking kill you. In very short, if we get the police back on the side of citizens by, for example, officers refusing to use scare tactics, arrest, or physical harm, unconcerned and detached leaders always lose their power. It's a domino effect, but in a good way. Because if, for example, the police would do what I just suggested and actually go into solidarity with the terrorized citizens, what's a wannabe dictator going to do? Send in the military to arrest or even shoot the police? I don't think so. I'm going to wrap this up now, and I just wanted to say that although I don't claim that I know for certain my suggestions on what can be done would actually work, but what I do know for certain is if we do nothing, the situation is only going to get worse. And this is my way of trying to do something, however small, to let the world know that the murder of a woman I never knew is not forgotten, and there will be consequences.